me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling your own destiny, yes, definitely indeed. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and it's going to be an interesting day. It always is here. Either there's something with technology, there's something with buses, the weather, oh, whatever, and the show keeps me on my toes as much as anybody else. So today we're going to be speaking with Sharon Hinckley about the Passion Test. And I'm going to be keeping her on your toes because we're doing something the very, very last minute here. We're taking me through the Passion Test, and hopefully you all will learn something from that and how find your passion for life, for not doing things just because other people say you should, it would be great if, and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. So as soon as I find my notebook to be able to even do some of the things, we started it this morning, what I will do is I will bring Sharon on because she gave me this tiny little baby bio, which is like four words, and I'm going to have her talk just a brief bit about herself. But before I do that, I want to tell you how you can participate in this show, because there are a couple of ways. One is if you are on the Blog Talk Radio site, Blog Talk, Purpose Talk Radio, there is a chat room if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page as it's opening right now for you. That room is open. You can put comments in there as we go along. Know that once the show ends, of course, that chat room is no longer available. So if you really want to be able to have a discussion with us later after the show, participate in things, or if you're listening in the archive, come on over to the Facebook group called Talk Radio Conversations. And over there is where we keep things going on a regular basis for all of our shows. They go on, well, as soon as I put the post up there, as I realize I haven't done that yet. I'll do that in a few moments. And then we'll go from that. The post will be pinned to the top of the page, or top of the group at that point. Let's see. What else would we like to share today? So if you want to talk to us, you can put some comments over there. If there's questions during the week when you listen to the archives, please go back over there and hopefully Sharon will check in on that group as well. If you'd like to talk to us live, there are two ways to do that. One would be to call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. The other thing that you can do is go through the Skype. If you're calling in on Skype, make sure that you go through. You know, you can just press the number one. Also, if you're calling in, press the number one. So that will work well. You can do it that over there. Let's see. If you'd like to talk to me directly, you can do that by sending an email or visiting our website. The website is called PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio, and the .com. You can email me directly at Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. I think that's the big stuff that we can do over there to have you participate and be a part of things. You know, we don't have much of a show picture or anything, nothing fancy today, you know. There's something known as the environment, weather, other people taking control of your life. So things that I thought I would do today just didn't happen that way, and that's okay. Yeah, I was living my purpose. I was doing a mentoring with my mentor today, this morning, and had a wonderful time with her for my sign language interpreting. And this computer is acting up, so I'm having a hard time putting this host up. So sorry, bear with me that I'm multitasking here, folks. So, you know, the buses were not running the regular, normal, my schedule. They were running their own schedule. Imagine that. So I didn't necessarily end up being able to do what I would like to have done today. Get here fast enough, early enough, be all prepared. And, you know, again, I love this show. I love doing what I do. So it really doesn't matter what happens between now and before. It only matters what happens in the moment. And my computer at school here is acting up. So I will see what I can do about just posting things and not having a fancy little picture for it this week. That's okay. So I'm going to bring Sharon on here and let her speak a little bit as to who she is, what she is. Yeah, we'll just chat for a moment or two. Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Hi,
to Focus Talk Radio.
I admire your ability to remain cool under what I know has extremely challenging day. And I want to acknowledge you for keeping this Purpose Talk radio show alive and going. I think it is so important. And I love, I'll talk a little bit about the passion test in a minute. You wanted to hear something about me. My background, mm-hmm. I'm originally from the East Coast. I went to college in California. I got married, went back to the East Coast, came back to California, and then I moved to Asia for 5.5 years. And most of my life I spent painting watercolors, and I had no intention whatsoever, I thought, of being on a spiritual path. However, when I lived in Asia, I spent a great deal of time not only painting out of doors, but painting in the temples and the shrines as well. And so I got to sit for hours on end listening to all the beautiful chanting and prayers, and I guess somehow that sunk in somewhere. And when we moved back to California, I actually took yoga teacher training, and I also now have been teaching yoga for about 16 years, which is a great blessing. And in the last few years, I've started doing photography. And I'm going to say, pun intended, I have discovered that photographers are much more focused than artists. And I also wanted to say, I subsequently learned that the Japanese word for Western painting is yoga. So apparently I've been doing yoga for a long time. Anyway, the passion test is a process that was created by a couple named Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood. And they are actually no longer a couple, but they're still in partnership. They still work together. And they created this absolutely brilliant process for helping people really get in touch with what lights them up. And I personally took the passion test for the first time in October of 2013. And sadly, I have to say, I felt like it was the first time in my entire life that someone had sat down with me and asked me what I wanted to do. I'd had a lot of people tell me what I should do, what I should think, how I should feel, how many times I should bow. Bowing is good, by the way. I enjoy that immensely. All of the practices are good, but our educational system in the West tends to it tends to operate with the idea if we can just absorb more data, more information, more of something, we will somehow be a new, improved version of ourselves. However, the root meaning of the word education, educare, is to lead out, to pull out, to draw from. So a true education is really going into yourself and drawing out what is already there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And well, now, somehow people don't, it's drawing out, we get all this stuff from everybody else too. And like you say, we bury what we want sometimes in lieu of what we think others want us to be doing.
Absolutely. And what I have discovered. And this, by the way, the passion test is not about pushing or forcing. It's simply allowing yourself to relax and ease in to your own inner essence and into the connectivity that relates us all. And there are a number of what I like to call passion test sutras. The first one is your GPS is your God positioning system, and your feeling state lets you know how close you are to your own God positioning system. And I think sometimes we're taught to shut down our feelings or to not be angry or to not be too enthusiastic, whatever that might be. However, the emotions, the feelings are like the dashboard lights on our car. And if the no oil light keeps lighting up and you don't do something about it, you're going to be in trouble. Now, how you handle the no fuel light or the anger light is extremely important. Each car has a specific kind of oil that it takes. Reacting to your anger in anger doesn't solve or doesn't improve a situation, but the anger lets you know that there's something that needs adjusting. Maybe there's a nut loose on your tire, whatever it is. Our feelings are very, very important. Very important.
So what made you take the passion test originally? Yourself.
Well, I am willing to try almost anything, not everything, but almost anything once. And a dear friend of mine asked me, he said, oh, come take the passion test. And I thought, oh, I haven't done that. So I did. And it helped me to get in line with my top priorities. And one of my top priorities is traveling to foreign lands that I have never seen and revisiting ones that I love. Well, within 4 months of taking the passion test, I was in Kathmandu, Nepal, with a lovely stop in Istanbul on the way. And so it's about setting an intention and then giving attention to your intention and then having no tension. And we can sometimes be so over-focused on something that we actually are blocking the very thing that we want. Or I sort of silly example with myself, I was at a workshop once, and whoever was running the workshop said, I want you to find Janet. And I noticed, I watched myself, it was like I couldn't talk to people. I had to find Janet. And I was so focused on finding Janet, which actually, by the way, I never did find Janet that day. The world is still going, and she's changed her name three times. But I was so focused.
Yeah, you're talking as a Janet that created, talking to Janet that created, co-created the passion.
Another Janet. Was long before I met that Janet. Okay. Anyway, but we can get so focused on the task at hand that we're missing the gifts that are all around us. And at the same time, but the other extreme is we can be so scattered we never actually organize anything, or we have so many irons in the fire, we don't ever actually heat one of them up enough to make it hot enough to do whatever one does with hot irons. I'm not sure where that expression came from. So it's about just keeping a focus on what lights us up the most, and doing what we need to do. I mean, we still need to take the bus. We need to keep our computer running. I need to take my car for its regular tune-ups. And, you know, everything still needs to be taken care of, but in a way that is, I kind of like to stop and ask myself, am I coming from source or am I trying to use force?
Okay.
So I know that you had written down some things. The passion test focuses on your inner feeling state, what lights you up the most. So some examples that you could use, well, one of mine is traveling to foreign lands that I love. Another example could be visiting friends. Another one could be writing my book. Another one could be taking a nap every afternoon. Another one could be creating a business that purifies water on the planet. There is no passion that is too large or too small to include in your list. So I'm wondering if you would like now to choose. We started you on a list this morning. The passion test usually takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and we don't have that time today. So I asked Cindy if she would start a list this morning. So if you could just quickly now pick out your top 10 items.
Okay, I want to back up. I'm going to back up so people understand what the process is here, first of all. You've got a whole lot of information you threw out here, so let's back it up just a little bit. and kind of go over a couple of things of what you said. You know, okay, so this, first I want to back up and just define what is the passion test. I mean, some of us have heard about it. You know, it appears periodically on Facebook. It appears, you know, like you said, you know, Janet and Chris Atwood, both when they created it, they, you know, they pretty much scattered it over the internet and over Facebook and things like that. You know, so we heard about it, and then it jumps out a few more on some of the Robin Rice things and some of the other, you know, big people that do various metaphysical things, not even metaphysical things, even those that do coaching. A lot of coaches bring up this. So what is it? What, you know, what in a you know, a couple of sentences, what is a passion, what is the passion test?
In a way, it's like taking your
It's not a real test, let's say.
It's like
not one of the ones I've been taking at school.
It's like taking your own fingerprint, or in this case, you might say your heart print. It's finding a. It's even something different from a vision state. It's just really tuning in with what lights you up. And frequently, especially people who have done a lot of work, go, oh, well, I know all of that. I have it down already. But practically everyone that I have met, that I've worked with, find some surprises in what is important with them. And what I asked you to do, what I asked Cindy to do this morning, was to write out at least 25 phrases that completed the opening statement, when my life feels ideal, I am. These are her phrases, things that were meaningful to her. So I think one of the ones that surprised you was, didn't you say sharing time with your family or?
Yeah, you know, sharing specifically with my parents. And I admit, and they would admit, that we have had some very rough communication over the years. You know, when they moved to Arizona and when grandchildren were given to them from my sister, not me. Thank you very much. Very good. you know, it felt to me like some of, you know, the attitude, the life, the connection changed, which is good. And, you know, and I really, when we connect and they're not acting like the you shoulds and that kind of thing, I really do enjoy talking to my parents. You know, and sharing what's going on, what's happening out in Arizona, what's happening with me with school. And yeah, that when that popped out on my list, it was kind of interesting.
What
I have good conversations, I hang up the phone. So
what
was that? let's see. I'll put it out slightly, because those who know me know why I'm bringing it, why it was. The other one was to be living in a clean and orderly space. I tend to not be very orderly. When I do business, everything falls into its place and becomes orderly and all that. And I have lived 25 years in the same apartment, so it's got its uniqueness to it, let's put it that way. I won't go any further on that right now. But that I want to be able to find things. I want to be able to go, okay, I want this right now, here it is. That would probably
what
be the ideal situation.
Else?
And
what other things maybe delighted you? I'm gonna pull your top 10 out of you right now.
Okay. Well, you want the top 10 out of it. I started putting those down. So we'll go with that. As far as what surprised me, there were a couple surprises. But as far as what I think are the top, I ended up combining a couple of things to
make them more together.
So I think one of the top things for me is helping others find something positive out of what they think may not be.
Mm-hmm.
Also creating.
And are you writing this on the Purpose Talk page?
I will put them into the discussion that we've got. Go ahead.
Okay.
So yeah. The other would be, because I was trying to type while you were typing. People love multitasking. I should be putting that in there. My ideal is when I'm doing more than one thing at a time. But creating, involving writing, playing guitar, singing, signing.
Mm-hmm.
Interpreting music for one of my favorite musicians, or pretty much anybody, any kind of positive message.
I'm not seeing this showing up yet. Are we on the Purpose Talk Radio?
No, it's not going to yet because I just put it onto my thing and I want to put all 10 of them up at once.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. I'm sorry.
Do you want them individually? Because I don't want people putting comments in between them necessarily.
If you have all 10, I'd like to actually be able to physically see it. Doable. And we'll talk
okay.
about it.
Okay, let's put half of them up there right now while I'm typing the other half.
Perfect. And then we
can okay, then I'm going to make you talk and I'm going to go back. So, because I can't talk to you and type this at the same time. That will not work.
Okay,
you said why you took on the passion test. So what happened once you did it? You talked a little bit about doing the traveling, but how did that change your life?
Oh, well, another thing that happened to me, my second passion is that I make wise decisions that have wide benefit. And so the very next thing I did was I joined a group called Women's Wisdom, which is absolutely so fantastic, dynamic, and wonderful. I'm now part of a mastermind group that is, I just feel like I am on rocket fuel. I've done mastermind groups before, but this particular one has a spiritual basis to it that is very profound. And I think another thing, I actually learned that the best way to learn something is to teach it. So I started calling some of my friends and I said, well, would you be a guinea pig and let me practice doing the passion test for you? And so I'd done this about 4 or 5 times, and one of my neighbors came in and said, well, are you certified? And I said, what? I didn't know that I needed to be. But anyway, I have now done their official training, and I am a certified passion test facilitator. And I certainly have so benefited from doing that. And I love seeing what other people have done. One of the women that I facilitated for, one of her top passions was working with animals, working with dogs. And so now every weekend she helps animals find forever homes, and she just called me the other day and said, oh, I need to get a camera so I can photograph the animals so that they'll be better able to be placed. Another woman she changed her career. What she wanted to do was what she wants to do now is to help people with their transitions, and she's learning a special type of massage that can be helpful for people with cancer. One of the men who took the passion test, and actually that's a wonderful thing about the passion test. Not only are you allowed to plagiarize, you're encouraged. So today, if for instance you see one of Cindy's top passions and you'd like to have that one for yourself, go right ahead and take it. And I will put up my top five too. If you see one of mine that seems rewarding to you and it resonates with you. Now, those are the key words. It resonates with you. So sometimes I will help a person rephrase what they're saying in a way that's more helpful. And sometimes the only way to get to our passions, the negative thing pops up first. We might say, oh my gosh, I never want to be with Bobby again. So what do you want? I like what Cindy said about, when my life feels ideal, I'm spending my time with positive people. Or when my life feels ideal, for some people it might be playing golf. That wouldn't be an ideal for me. And so the more in tune you are with your own ideals, the better you are able to make choices that are respectful for yourself and others. One of the things that I was taught when I was a child is that I actually wasn't giving a gift to someone unless I was suffering in some way to give that gift to them, which is totally nuts. If I'm suffering to give you something, what sort of a gift is that for you? How is that going to make you feel? Whereas if I'm doing something that gives me pleasure, and it does give us pleasure to give to others. In fact, I think that's one of our highest pleasures. However, sometimes in our desire to please or be helpful, we give someone something that they don't really want. I have sort of an extreme example. I had a friend whose boyfriend gave her a Corvette, and he spent a lot of time and effort to get that Corvette, but it was just something that didn't appeal to her. It wasn't the kind of car that she wanted to own, some kind of car that she wanted to drive. So I'm sure he was trying to do something that was a nice thing, but it didn't have the intended result. Or as I was saying to Cindy this morning, there are some people that really would be happy living in a tree, and there are other people that really, really do want to live in a palace. And if you're a palace person living in a tree, you're probably not going to be very happy. And if you're a tree person and you're stuck taking care of a palace, that probably isn't going to make you very happy either. So while we're all connected, while there is a fundamental unity, a fundamental basic consciousness that permeates everything, we each have our own individual gifts, skills, personalities, desires, and the more we can honor our own individual uniqueness, the more we actually honor all beings. So,
cool.
And
I'm typing the last one here, so
okay.
Go in.
like you said, get the first half there and go with that.
Maybe.
So what? Go ahead. We'll keep talking over each other. That's not cool. But what were we saying? Maybe what?
You know, actually, that's one thing I have learned in the mastermind group, because I have a tendency to interrupt people and others have a tendency to interrupt me. And we actually hold a little heart in the house now. I have what I call my talking turtle. And we hold the turtle when we're talking, and then when we're finished, we say, I am complete. So I am going to sit for the rest of this show. When I finish talking, I'm going to say, I'm complete, since we can't hold the turtle for each other today.
Yeah.
Oh, I am complete.
Okay. And then I go, and this is my radio show, and we're guests, and we're going to have a good time either way. So that works. Okay.
And what I am doing right now, I am actually posting my top five just so that it can show what people look like. I mean, show what it looks like.
Okay. So in the meantime, what I will do, all right, there's my top 10. I will remind people that they can call into the show if you have some questions at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. The chat room is deciding it does not want to open, so that may not be on the Purpose Talk Radio show page. I don't remember, Sharon, if you know how to get into that. If you can, then great. You can try it. I'm not going to explain to go through the whole thing. The other way that you can do it is if you're calling on Skype, that's the number one. And, of course, the other that we are doing right now is go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook and put your comments in over there. You know, anyone who wants to take the passion test on your own, you can connect with Sharon later, excuse me. And I, you know, in the meantime, one of the first things that we did, like I said, was make this list of, you know, things that answer the question. Where's my question? When my life feels ideal, I am. And I see I have a typo in that, so I'll be fixing that too. And list, you know, like at least 25 things you said in 20 minutes. Well, I cranked them out, I guess, because I've been thinking about them over time here lately, as I've been trying to figure out what if this interpreting, something, if something doesn't work, what do I want to do? And I have no idea. So the timing on this is really cool and really helpful. You know, so I came up with like 50 things in like 10 minutes this morning. Because, you know, I pretty much know what my ideals are, but then whittling them down to the top 10 was interesting. Like I said, I felt like I had to combine a few things to really get into that top 10 piece. And, you know, and I'm sure you'll have them go down to even smaller pieces ultimately to find what, you know, do I ideally want, or anybody else, what do you ideally want to have happen in, you know, in your own life. So,
one of the things,
we've got time.
Can I pop in right now? I was going to say, practically all of us try to figure out how to do things. And frankly, you know, we have pretty good computers in our brains, but there's a bigger computer than my own brain. And the and this is not like we're ordering the universe around either. We're actually allowing the universe to work at its optimal efficiency through us. I sometimes think that we feel like life is happening to us, and it's actually happening through us. And the clearer that we can be, the more graceful our life can be. I kind of think of people as It's like we're all light bulbs, and we need that connection. We need to be plugged in to turn on. At the same time, we're not dusting our light bulb every day, but we do want to make sure that our light bulb is clean and clear, so that the light can come through and shine through us. So this isn't figuring out how to make electricity. The electricity is already there. It's kind of maybe expressing our own individual light bulbness. So are you ready with your top 10? I'm complete.
Yes, that's been on there. Did you find it?
No, I'm not seeing it yet. Let me refresh. Go to the Purpose
Talk Radio Conversations page, underneath the pinned post at the top of the page.
Okay. Yay. Okay.
And for anybody else who wants to read them, that's where they are.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So let me just read aloud what you have written for everyone who is on the radio and or on the phone or not looking at the page. So Cindy listed helping others find something positive out of what they think may not be. When Cindy's life feels ideal, Cindy is creating, including writing, playing guitar, singing, and signing, yes. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she's interpreting music for one of her favorite musicians or any positive messages. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is eating and drinking what is good for her body. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is being organized and able to find things when I look for them. I'm stealing that one from you. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she knows what she's doing is spiritually based in some way. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is knowing that communication is clear, understood, and received by what she says and what she hears. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is learning something new while using the skills and talents she currently has. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is living in a place that is comfortable with all amenities. When Cindy's life feels ideal, she is having enough money to pay all immediate bills, and some to be fun and even frivolous, including entertainment, donation to causes, and going on vacation. That is beautiful. So this is, it's like you have gone to Amazon and you have put everything in your shopping cart. And now we're going to select which things we're going to buy today. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't shop again sometime in the future, but if Amazon were to bring you every single thing in their warehouse today, you would be miserable. And it wouldn't help with your
organization. True.
So it
would really mess up that organization piece.
Yes, it would just, and I like to say that we do not like making choices. Now, our heart knows what we want to do, but our mind does not like making choices. And I like to tell people, even if you were a billion billionaire and you had a yacht in the Mediterranean, another one in Rio, and the third yacht fully staffed and paid for in Hong Kong, you would still have to decide which one you were going to spend the weekend on. So Are you ready to start?
Sure.
Okay. And if we don't if we don't get through this entire process in the next half hour, I promise I will finish with you later, but at least we can begin to let people see how it works. So the first question, between helping others find something positive out of what they think may not be, or creating, including writing, playing guitar, and singing and signing, which is more important?
Oh, Lord. You're going to play this game on me?
Yes,
no, no, no.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the question a different way. If you could have helping others find something positive out of what they think may not be, but you never get to write, play the guitar, sing, or sign, or you are writing, playing the guitar, singing, and signing, but you are never able to help others find something positive out of what they think might not be, which matters most?
I'm gonna be a real brat here, because my creating is what ultimately takes me to doing the positive. So creating is probably the one that I need to do. You know what, Sharon? I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
I need to grab a real important phone call. So talk to someone.
Okay. So what Cindy said, she was being a brat. And actually, I think our inner brat is probably the most valuable person, a valuable part of us that we have, or what we call our inner brat. One of the women who trained me in the passion test discovered that food was actually more important to her than her own children. And the reality is that was, how do I want to say this? What was true is that her children really were the most important. However, at that moment in time, she had an issue with food, and if she hadn't taken care of the issue with food first, she would never have been able to give her children the attention that they needed and deserved. So we often hear people say things like, well, I need to get over my agenda. Guess what? Your agenda is the most important thing. And if you honor your agenda in a way that is respectful, it actually honors everything and everyone else, even if it doesn't seem that way at the time. So, are you back?
You know what? And I can understand. Yeah, I'm back. You know what? And I can fully understand that, because I will openly admit, with this last week being, food issue and things, I get that. I'm in a 12-step program that exactly, if I don't put the healthy stuff in my life, or at least, the things that are not supposed to be in my body, I am a bear, and you don't want to be around me, and I will not be productive, and I can't think straight, and the whole rest of it that comes with it. So I fully understand what you're saying with that, the person that you shared that. And, as we go through this, for mine, I realize that when I'm writing and creating and doing things the ideal, I'm putting some positive energy out there. So I guess right now the creating is probably going to be the the one over the other one, because
okay.
I don't want to do the
I
other one.
Okay, I don't want you to guess anything. So, okay, I interrupted you on purpose this time. So we're going to go back to playing. So creating, including writing, painting, playing, guitar, singing, and signing, or interpreting music for one of my favorite musicians or any positive message, which is more important?
Signing.
Or signing? Okay.
Yeah.
Signing or eating and drinking what is good for your body. And it's okay if it changes. Pardon?
Yeah, here we go. The one we were just talking about. I'm going to say probably, I think we're still
okay.
Doing the signing stuff. Motivational.
So, if you could have signing, but never have eating and drinking what is good for your body, so you're signing all the time, or you're eating and drinking what is good for your body, but never
oh, fine. No, I guess it has to be the eating and drinking what's good for my body, because I can't be productive if I don't eat and drink what's right for my body. So, fine. All right, you got it.
Aren't you glad you asked me to play today?
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is I don't want you to figure out the answer. I want you to feel in your body what that feels like. Okay. Eating and drinking what is good for your body, or being organized and able to find things when you look for them. Which is more important?
Probably. I keep saying this, that for lack of a better, eating and drinking what's good for my body.
Okay. Eating and drinking, or knowing that what you are doing is spiritually based in some way.
Knowing what's based is spiritually based.
Okay.
Knowing what I'm doing is spiritually based.
All righty. And by the way, I was going to say, after we make this first choice, you still have four more, so you don't have to be too worried about throwing one out. So knowing what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're not leaving you with just one thing. We're going
to
leave you
with five. We're
going
to go down to five, not one.
Yeah, and then
there
are also ways that once you have your top five, you really can have it all, and I'll help you find ways to do that. But for right now, I'm just looking for your top five. So knowing that
I'm going to make this real easy. I'm going to make this real easy. The spiritual one will top all of them. There's no doubt.
I still have to ask you the questions, spiritually based,
okay.
Or knowing that your communication is clear.
A spiritual based.
Spiritually based, or learning something new.
Spiritually based.
Spiritually based, or living in a place that is comfortable with all amenities.
Spiritually based.
Spiritually based, or having enough money to pay all immediate bills and some left over.
Spiritually based.
Perfect. Okay, so we now have your number one. And so we're going to go through the list again. So which is more important, helping others find something positive or creating, including writing, playing, guitar, singing, and signing?
Creating.
Creating. Which is more important, creating or interpreting music for one of your favorite musicians?
Creating.
Which is more important, creating or eating and drinking what is good for your body?
Because you're going to nail me on it again. So fine, we have to do it, eating and drinking what's right for my body.
Okay. So which is more important, eating and drinking what is good for your body or being organized?
Eating and drinking what's right.
What is more important, eating and drinking what is good for your body or knowing that your communication is clear, understood, and received? So,
I can't have the communication without it. Back to that.
Okay. Eating and drinking or learning something new while using the skills and talents you already have. This is a great list, by the way.
It's still, if I can't do one, I can't do one if I don't have the other, eating and drinking.
Eating and drinking or living in that comfortable place with all those amenities.
Eating and drinking.
Eating and drinking.
Sometimes I'm hungry that you're eating and drinking and go watch.
So, eating and drinking or having enough money to pay on your immediate bill.
Eating and drinking was right for my body.
Okay, alrighty. So, we now have your top two.
Good, that one's out of the way now.
Okay. So, which is more important, helping others find something positive out of what seems to be negative, or creating, including writing, guitar, singing, and signing?
Creating.
Creating or interpreting music for one of your favorite musicians?
Creating.
Creating or being organized?
Creating.
Creating or knowing that communication is clear, understood, and received. So, creating or.
As I ask my body to answer that one.
Okay.
Creating
or learning something new while using the skills and talents you currently have.
Creating
or living in a comfortable place with all the amenities.
Creating
or having enough money to pay all the immediate bills and in extras.
Well, that's an interesting combination. You said artists don't make much. Creating.
All righty. So that is your number three. And by the way, when you are clearly aligned about your truest and deepest desires, the universe actually will conspire to make the impossible possible. So we are now going to choose two more, hopefully in the next 5 minutes. So number one.
Do you want to go through each step or we just want to do this?
Do
you want to ask all of them or do we want to shortcut this?
No,
so that people get. I mean, we pretty much got a feel. They've got a feel for this. I'd like them to know what the rest of this process is, as opposed to ending the show without
then,
them having to cry.
Okay, then tune in. This is really not the, I was going to say, not the official way to do this, but just tune in and put your hand on your heart and breathe in and breathe out. And then breathe in and breathe out. And one more time, breathe in and breathe out. And you don't need to tell me that. In fact, I would appreciate it if you didn't. But just ask for Spirit to give you a signal, a feeling in your body that lets you know you are fully connected. And then when you're ready, pick out your next two and tell me what they are. The ones that light you up the most, that you feel delighted. And it could be something that you put aside.
Next few communication.
So that is... knowing that communication is clear, understood, and received. Okay.
By what I say and what I hear, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we can go through, if you want to go through the questions later and do it the other way, so that we're sure on it, that would be fine. I am surprised where this is going, because it's not something I've ever really looked at. The final would be having enough money to pay everything, pay the immediate bills and some for fun.
Well, didn't I promise you that you would be surprised?
Right.
So.
And I was hemming and hawing between that, helping others, so. Helping others find positive. That's where the struggle was right now. And it would come down to that eventually anyway, so.
Yeah. So now what I want you to do, let me read the top five back to you. Your top five read like this. When my life feels ideal, I know that what I am doing is spiritually based in some way. When my life feels ideal, I am eating and drinking what is good for my body. When my life feels ideal, I am creating, including writing, playing guitar, singing, and signing. When my life feels ideal, I am knowing that communication is clear, understood, and received by what I say and what I hear. When my life feels ideal, I am having enough money to pay all immediate bills and some to be fun and even frivolous, including entertainment, donating to causes, and going on vacation. Did I get it right?
Yep.
Okay, so what I would like you to do now is just to indicate to me where you are on a scale of 0 to 10, where you are right now. So for eating and drinking, what is good for your body, if all you do is eat junk food and potato chips and Hershey bars, you would be a 0. If you are, and drinking sodas, if you are starting to eat more vegetables, more fruit, having a balanced, healthy diet every day, that would be a 10. So where would you put yourself on? And 0, by the way, is just as good an answer as 10. It's where you are right now.
So where? Which one are we starting with?
We start with number one. Knowing that what you're doing is spiritually based in some way, and I don't know what your indicator is for being spiritually based. I'll have you write that later. But just right now, how you know for yourself that you're doing something that is spiritually based. It might mean that you do a certain reading every day, that you do a certain yoga practice, however it is for you that it indicates it's spiritually based. Where are you on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being you practice yoga for 3 hours every day, you sit in lotus pose for 4, what, you know, whatever a 10 would be for
that
you.
That is not happening. No lotus, no yoga, none of that. I can't sit still long enough for that.
You don't ever have to do yoga to do something that's spiritual.
I'd say right now it's probably at a, and I'm putting these in the room as I'm talking about it, I'd say probably a 7.
A 7. Great. And then where are you with eating and drinking what is good for your body?
Let me bump the spiritual up to 8 and let me put the food stuff down at 7. That's going to be odd.
Okay.
There's a reason for that.
Great. And creating, writing, playing guitar, singing, signing. And that's where you are right now.
Unfortunately, I'm probably, I'm going to go to school, I am probably at, it's funny, the signing is in there every day, but that's not being creative. Probably not at a 4.
4, okay. And number 4, knowing that your communication is clear, understood, and received by what you say and what you hear. Where are you in that?
I'm saying that's down to 4.
4, okay. And the last one, having enough money to pay all immediate bills and some to be fun and even frivolous, including entertainment, donating to causes, going on vacation.
A 0 to a 1.
So we'll put that at a 1.
I'll give
you
a 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that's just an indication of where you are today. These numbers can go up and down. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to create some markers, 3 to 5 markers, for each one of these, and we won't do all of them right now, but let's pick the middle one, creating, including writing, playing guitar, singing, and signing. So how would you know for yourself that you have brought that up to a 10? Would that be writing every day or writing every week? Or what is a 10 for you? Just like we all have different size clothes, we all have a different picture of what 10 is for us.
And it could probably be fairly across the board statement that it is happening every day. That I have at least for this particular thing, I'd say at least an hour. No, let's just say happens every day. I'm not going to put the timeline on it.
Okay, so every
it,
day
when I, as I started saying it, I didn't get a feeling that was right to do at this moment. So every day is a good enough timeline.
Okay, so I have a question. So every day you're going to be doing all four of those things: writing, playing the guitar, singing, and signing.
No, something out of that.
Or every day.
That I'm doing something. I'm doing every day. I'm doing something creative.
Every day.
Right. That could be one or the other. You know, not including all of those, but creating those could be what's included in the idea of creating. Creating is the primary.
So what I was going to say, and you've done this beautifully, it was starting with the general, and then we worked down to more specific. And I, being a creative person myself, sometimes we get so excited about everything that we're creating that we don't, you know, focus enough on a one or two or three things at a time. And so you might start thinking about, I'd like to write an hour every day and actually schedule a time to do that, or I'd like to write an hour twice a week, or, and then literally putting that on your calendar. And part of this, it's not about creating limitation. It's really about creating a structure that is workable. So eating and drinking what is good for your body, let's create a marker for that. How do you know that you're eating and drinking what's good for your body? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel happier? What is a marker for you that you're eating and drinking what is good for your body?
There are no emotional triggers. In other words, I don't have manicized down drop lows. I don't want to bite off everybody's head. I don't feel sluggish during the day.
Okay.
This comes greatly out of my 12 steps, so I know where that comes in.
So one thing would be, you're not reacting to emotional triggers. Is that it? Not reacting to emotional triggers.
Or reacting, probably better would be reacting suddenly to emotional triggers. You know, our body, we have to react eventually.
Or how about reacting suddenly. Responding appropriately.
That'll work.
Thank you. And I think one of the things that's really important and that you're modeling beautifully, if I suggest something and it hasn't fit for you, you go, thank you, but that doesn't feel right. And so another one that you had was, instead of not feeling sluggish, you know, because you're feeling energized during the day.
Good point, yeah. The more positive piece, more positive word on it. Mm-hmm.
During the day. And as I was, you know, it's like sometimes people say, oh, well, I don't ever want to have a negative thought or a negative this or a negative that. I was going to a workshop once and I kept saying, oh, I forgot to turn the teapot off. And then I went, oh, that's a negative. Well, the third time it came up, I turned around and came home and I actually had forgotten to turn the teapot off. So having a so-called negative thought, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It might be telling us that we need to change something or do something, but we don't want to stay dwelling in that place. So what might be a third marker for eating and drinking? Would you be sleeping well?
Maybe.
Or what else would it, or you feel energized, but would you feel relaxed? Or feel peaceful?
Feel peaceful, that's probably the best one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
I think that does go along with the emotions, but yeah, I think peaceful would be a good word for that.
Okay, alrighty. So I'm not going to take the time right now. I think we're probably getting close to the end of today, but I'd like to ask you what you have gotten so far from this process, or what has been helpful for you.
Hey, who's doing the interview here? I said I got to this test and I didn't know I'd be putting the interview here. anyway.
Well, yeah, I am the passion testor, if you will.
I think there's, that list of, like I said, I knew easily that I could come up with the list, the initial list. It's coming down to the bottom of this, and ultimately, I guess, none of these absolutely surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
What ultimately still, I guess, is a concern, for lack of a better phrase, is one, how to get all this stuff, and to find what situation, job, career, whatever, will incorporate all of this. You know, I'm doing my signing,
okay,
I'm doing
okay,
my writing,
that's okay.
I love my radio show, those kinds of things. So, those are the types of things that concern me. So,
So that's not your job. Your job, I forgot to tell you, there's homework from this. It's 90 seconds a day. Do you think you can add 90 seconds to your day?
Well, I could probably find 90 seconds. That's
yes.
Part I could probably do.
So all that I would like you to do is read your top five. Usually the best time is when you get up in the morning or when you go to bed at night. But you might find other times in the day that it's better. But I just want you to read these twice a day. And just put your attention on them. Not like you're trying to force something to happen. Not like you are trying to make something happen. Just allow yourself to be at ease with this. And then also know that things happen in their own time. So you might not win the lottery tomorrow. That's okay. It's sometimes,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's movement and flow and rhythm. There is a caveat that every time that you make a choice, that you're faced with a choice or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passion. So if someone's offered you the potato chips, your number two passion is eating and drinking what's good for your body. That might be an easy no. If someone offers you...
Oh, sometimes
you,
those potato chips are good for my body.
Yeah, oh, I was... Yeah, no, actually, I'm
yes,
a person.
You're right.
whatever it is, if someone offers you the triple banana split, yes, actually, you know, there are times that we do need to, it's not that we don't ever want to have fun. If I think you know what you do 80% of the time. And I'm not going to be able to do it right now because, as you know, I'm on my way to another appointment, but I will come back to this page and I will post some of the Passion Test Sutras and principles, and I will check in with you when you get all of your markers. And anyway, I just want you to really have fun with this. And it's about allowing the universe, it's about really making respectful requests and allowing the universe to work through you. And then as far as people listening to the show, they can, of course, get Janet and Chris's books. They're all wonderful. So I encourage people to actually work with a Passion Test facilitator. I am happy to work with people over the telephone. If anyone is in San Diego, I'm actually going to be facilitating a group Passion Test on the 22nd of this month, and I'll post information about that too. And what I was going to say, you can do a lot on your own, and there is a great benefit from having someone else listen to you, someone else hear you. Sometimes we're phrasing things in the negative way and we don't need to. Sometimes the way we're phrasing something isn't exactly how we really want to phrase it for the optimal outcome. And sometimes a Passion Test facilitator can hear something that you actually haven't quite been able to hear yet yourself. So,
Well, I'm going to put out there too, Sharon, you know, even you out loud asking the questions, which one versus which one, you know, sure, I can go through them and I go, oh, yeah, I kind of like that one better, that one's better, that one's better. But to doing, you know, both hearing the question out loud and answering it out loud to somebody else, I think makes a little bit of a difference on the thought pattern on that as well. So, you know, just from that standpoint, you know, I've done some of these. When I was a kid, I did, you know, what's your interest? And, of course, it comes up with firefighters and, you know, forest rangers and all those kinds of things. You know, and I think this is a little more in-depth because it was usually a this or that, and then they ranked them and with something. It's almost never what anybody wants, even has thought of, but it's not, those are like so far out of the realm of you've got to be kidding possibilities, because usually it's something you don't like to do. You know, whereas this is drawing in those passions and those things that you enjoy doing and those things that you find important and in line with your morals, your standards, your ways of life. So that's why I like the Passion Test from everything I've heard and everything I've read about it, even though I haven't really taken the time to go through it this much in depth myself at this point. So I'd like to allow you to tell people how to connect with you before you head out.
My email is Sharon Yogart. That's Sharon. Yogart at gmail.com, or my phone number is 858-775-1083, and I'm happy to answer.
I'm not going to put your phone number. I will put the email in the group. I will not put your phone number in there. People that will hear it will be on, you know, so that you know where they get it from, so. And then on Facebook, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to put one more question to you as you head out the door. I know you work very much with affirmations. And since this show really, as far as I'm concerned, really is strong on affirmations, I'd like to know if there's one that you would like to put out there for this week for us.
Well, the one that may I give you two?
Sure.
The number one is, when you are happy, God is happy. And that is from Christian minister Joyce Meyer. And then from Janet Bray Atwood herself, I want for you what you want for you.
Okay. However, I'm going to reword these as I am so that people that are saying them do them as
that's
their own affirmation.
That is lovely.
But I will put these out as your affirmations for us, although one of them just got messed up. Oh, there it is. Okay. And go with that, and then I'll change them to I am statements for folks here. So, all right. Very good. I thank you for your time here. Anything else that you need to wrap up on this or anything that you'd like to, that we missed? I guess in the chat room, I'd like, the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, if you can maybe, again, solidify this a little better for folks, because I think some of it has been a little disjointed in the process as we've gone through it, and make sure that
they
can do
that.
And,
I can do that later today. And I'll post more on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. I think the main thing that I'd like to emphasize is to relax, have fun. It's about allowing yourself to respectfully receive that which is already there. Gratitude is abundance in action. Enjoy your process. And thank you so much, Cindy, as I said at the beginning, for keeping this wonderful radio show going and for allowing me the opportunity to share with you today.
Thank you, Cher. I appreciate it. And you know, those who didn't get this from the very beginning, we had Sharon's husband, Kent, on last week, and we bring Sharon back. She's been in and out of this show helping to produce, sitting in the sidelines once in a while, even sitting in the front lines once in a while, as things are happening. So I appreciate your time again for being here, and I will let you buzz off to your next appointment. And I just realized why part of this problem is you've been echoing back against yourself because you're on speakerphone. I wish I had realized that an hour ago, and I probably would have asked you to come off speakerphone or put on a headset. So for anybody who was listening all this time, I hope it wasn't too distracting, and I'm hearing it now, just realizing what some of the problem was. So, thank you again, Sharon, and I will be speaking to you again as we hopefully finish this process.
Thank you, and I will wish you the very smooth return this afternoon and that the rest of your day goes easily. So, I'm going to sign off. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Good day. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that was Sharon Hinckley taking me through, and all of you, through the passion test. And at least two pieces of it. If you want to participate in it more, there are some online. You can get a hold of Sharon directly. You can get a hold of those that created it, being Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood. They are also on Facebook. But Sharon is willing to take you through that, in part or in full. And what other things are going on here? You'll see my you won't see my top 50 things because I'm not going to post all those. That's not important. I've been, as we've been going along, putting up the top 10, top 5 things, passions I have for my life. And, you know, as I look through, as I go through school, as I make decisions, you know, like what Sharon said about as I make decisions, look at these top things. You know, even this afternoon, my plan is to be having dinner with a friend. I've got a choice, having dinner with a friend and doing some sign practice, or going to the deaf apartments and playing cards. I may be able to do both depending upon the time. I may be able to do neither one, you know, in the end, because of whatever might happen. But right now, that's the plan, is that I have dinner, we have an early dinner, we have some practicing, and see where it goes from there. We used to hang out at school together, and now it's a matter of finding the time, because she's in her internship and her final pieces of interpreting and school, and I'm still plugging along. So I just hope that does happen, and I'm putting it out to the universe that that will happen. And how does this fall into my top five things? Well, you know, knowing that our communication is clear, knowing that my communication with my teachers is clear, because I did tell them maybe I would do this event, I know that either one of those events, I'm doing something that's actually spiritually based for me, because I am in line with what I know God wants me to do right now, which is working with the signing and being the best I can possibly be at that, and as best as I can about my schooling and my education, so that I pass everything and move forward. You know, so those things are things I look at as we were talking here today. This is Purpose Talk Radio. We air every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. Anyone is interested in being a guest on this show? I've been doing a lot of last-minute posting saying, hey, come be a guest. And sometimes people pop up like Sharon did, so I'll have to do some post-promotion for the show. And there are times when I'll do it myself. And there's times where I'd really like to have some time where people check in and we sign you up and we do some promotions, cross promotions, and just be planning ahead of time. Either way, I know that I live in the moment. I do what I can in the moment. I am who I am. As that song started the show and will end the show says, that song, by the way, is by the group True Trinity. The voice, the singer on that is Jillian Clark, as well as my co-writer being Jillian, Rachel Martinez, and myself on that song. And like I say, everything I do, I know is in the moment. Even the rushing around I was doing today, even the waiting for the bus for 40 minutes outside in whatever it is, 2-degree weather, the wind chill was very bad. We'll find out. I haven't even looked at it because, you know what, it really doesn't matter. I just know it was cold. And I know that when the sun is out and the time changes this weekend, by the way, remind you all to change your clocks. You know, and I start getting up and doing things like interpreting this weekend for a 7:30 a.m. basketball game, which is really going to be 6:30 when I leave at 5:30. Am I following these ideals, these things that I'm working on? Yeah, I think I am. And that's why I do it. So, like I said, I'm living in the moment, and I'm fulfilling what I need to be doing. And I hope you all do every day. If you want to know more how to live your purpose, please tune in to the show. If you want to share your purpose with our listeners, feel free to get a hold of me. Again, the email is cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Our website being purposetalkradio.com, Cindy being C-I-N-D-Y, and you can also find me on Facebook. We have a Facebook page of Purpose Talk Radio, as well as the group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where the conversation will continue throughout the week of this show and any other shows that we've had. You just got to look for the threads. that are posted. If you have any products or services that you would like to share with our audience, we do have a marketing plan for you also on the webpage. So I think having said all of that wonderful stuff, I think I've probably pretty much used up my time, burned up everybody's ears, hopefully given you enough food for thought for the week. And I look forward to talking to you next week. I don't have a specific guest scheduled for next week. I've got a couple up the road and a couple sitting in the wings that are waiting to schedule their dates. So hopefully we'll be doing that soon with them. And as I look to close the show, again, the song, our opening and closing theme song is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Their website, TRUETRINITY.com. Until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.